Her lip lifted into a quiet snarl, and she swept dark eyes up and down the street. "Control." "Okay," I said. "We can't just stand here. We need to move." Just then, an engine growled, and a dark green rental sedan came screeching around the corner of the block. It swerved across to the wrong side of the street and came up on the curb before sliding to a stop. Martin threw open the back door. There was a cut on his left temple, and a streak of blood had dried dark on his jaw. Tattoos, like Susan's, but thicker, framed one eye and the left side of his face. "They're behind me," he said. "Hurry." He didn't have to tell either of us twice. Susan shoved me into the back of the car and piled in after me. Martin had the car moving again before she'd shut the door, and I looked back to see another sedan after us. Before we'd gone a block, a second car slid in behind the first, and the two accelerated, coming after us. "Damn it," Martin said, glaring at his rearview mirror. "What did you do to these people, Dresden?" "I turned down their recruiting officer," I said. Martin nodded and snapped the car around a corner. "I'd say they don't handle rejection well. Where's the old man?"
"Gone."
He exhaled through his nose. "These idiots are going to land us all in jail if this keeps up. How bad do they want you?"
"More than most." Martin nodded.
"Do you have a safe house?"
"My place. I've got some emergency wards I can set off. They could keep out a mail-order record club."
I bobbed my eyebrows at Susan. "For a while, anyway." Martin juked the car around another corner. "It isn't far. You can jump out. We'll draw them off."
"He can't," Susan objected. "He can barely move. He's been hurt and he could go into shock. He isn't like us, Martin."
Martin frowned.
"What did you have in mind?"
"I'll go with him." He stared up at the rearview mirror for a moment at Susan. "It's a bad idea."
"I know."
"It's dangerous."
"I know," she said, voice tight. "There's no choice and no time to argue."
Martin turned his eyes back to the road and said,
"Are you sure?"
"Yeah."
"God be with you both, then. 60 seconds.
"Wait a minute," I said. "What are you both—" Martin screeched around another corner and roared ahead at top speed. I bounced off the door on my side and flattened my cheek against the window. I recognized my neighborhood as I did. I glanced at the speedometer of the car and wished I hadn't. Susan reached across me to open the door and said, "We get out here." I stared at her and then motioned vaguely at the door. She met my eyes, and that same hard, delighted smile spread over her lips.
"Trust me, this is kid stuff."
"Cartoons are kid stuff. Petting zoos are kid stuff. Jumping out of a car is insane."
"You did it before," she accused me. "The lycanthropes."
"That was different."
"Yes, you left me in the car."
Susan crawled across my lap, which appreciated her, especially in the tight leather pants. My eyes agreed with my lap wholeheartedly, especially about the tight leather pants. Susan then crouched, one foot on the floorboards, one hand on the door, and offered her other hand to me.
"Come on."
Susan had changed in the last year, or maybe she hadn't. She'd always been good at what she did. She just altered her focus to something other than reporting. She could take on demonic murderers in hand-to-hand combat now, rip home appliances from the wall and throw them with one hand, and use grenades in the dark. If she said she could jump out of a speeding car and keep us both from dying, I believed her.
"What the hell?" I thought.
It wasn't like I hadn't done this before, albeit at a fifth the speed. But there was something deeper than that. Something darker that Susan's vulpine smile had stirred inside of me. Some wild, reckless, primal piece of me had always loved the danger, the adrenaline, had always loved testing myself against the various and sundry would-be lethalities that crossed my paths. There was an ecstasy in the knife edge of the struggle, a vital energy that couldn't be found anywhere else, and part of me, a stupid, insane, but undeniably powerful part, missed it when it was gone. That wildness rose up in me and gave me a smile that matched Susan's. I took her hand, and a second later we leapt from the car. I heard myself laughing like a madman as we did.